Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Have your way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name, Lord. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, in the wonderful name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we thank you afresh for this opportunity to hear from you. Let the Holy Ghost and his perfect teaching ministry minister to us through the text, teaching us right where we are, lifting us to the place you'll have us to be. Give us understanding, illumination, then power to practice these principles for your glory and our good. We ask it all in Jesus' name, and every believer said, amen. Glory to God, glory to God. I am summoned to this text that I'm calling your attention to in the Gospel of Mark. Very familiar story, but I'm not sure how familiar the principles are. And I'm discovering more and more as I learn more and more of the Word of God, that not only is this word here for our learning and our examples, but it is also so that we might understand the principles and practice them and receive the same profit, the same advantage, the same reality that those who practice these principles originally did and get the same results. You know, we hear stories in the Word of God all the time, and they are stimulating, they're inspiring, but many of us never implement them to receive the changes and the transformations that they're designed to bring. So I want us to look at the story today afresh and hopefully pull out the principles so that you are able to practice them and start reaping the benefits from them. I want you to look at Mark chapter 10, and I want to commence at verse 46. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answering and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a little while, I want to show us how to get your breakthrough. How to get your breakthrough. This man is going to share with us, and the word of God is going to reveal to us some principles on how to get your breakthrough. Now, the principles are applicable regardless of what the desire is. There are just some things you're going to have to do. There are some things that you're going to have to stand for. There are some things you're going to have to believe in. And there are some things that you're going to have to wait for the manifestation on, based on how you truly believe God is able to do what it is you're requesting Him to do. Now, we ask many people to pray for us, to, you know, stand in the gap with us and to do this and to do that. But there are just some things, my brothers and sisters, you're going to find that you don't have to wait on other folk to do for you. Some things you're going to recognize that you've been waiting a lot longer than you needed to wait. And sometimes you're going to realize you don't need as much help as you think you need to get your breakthrough. And one of the things that I love about this story, and as I was meditating upon it, the Spirit of the Lord was ministering to me many things about this text that perhaps I've overlooked or have not realized, and he brings to light in this story. And I just want to walk through these things and share them with you as we see the text, because many of them you'll be able to identify with, but certainly I hope at least that all of us will get the principles so that we'll learn to apply them as we have a need for a breakthrough, whether that breakthrough is healing, whether that breakthrough is deliverance, whether that breakthrough is financial blessings, whatever that breakthrough is, you need to know there are some things you're going to have to deal and do according to the word of God. First of all, the Bible says, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Now, this was a custom of the people who were halt, maimed, blind. Whenever there was a gathering, they would be brought many times hoping to have the compassion of people who would give to them, help them out. But many of them sat on the side of major highways and intersection because of the great numbers of people passing by, increasing the chances of them getting something to help them out in their situation. So this was no unusual thing. This was the common thing for those who were seeking help by way of the generosity of others. Verse 47 says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now, there are several things I want to show you. And the first thing and the first principle that I want you to recognize is, if you want your breakthrough, you've got to desire it and know what your desire is and hold to that desire so that when it is time for you to make clear and to make known what that desire is, it is without question a reality within your own heart. In other words, folk want stuff from the Lord, but they really don't know what they want. They want deliverance from stuff, but they don't want to name the stuff they want deliverance from. You've got to be able to have a desire so strong that when you call him up and he answers you, you can tell him what it is you want. Now listen at this. The Bible is clear. He's on the highway side begging. Now he's begging for help, financial support at this point in time. But when he hears that Jesus is coming along, he recognizes that money is only a temporary solution to helping him survive on a daily basis. What he needs, money came by. And he recognizes that until he is able to get sight, the best that he could do is beg and ask for help from those who would be compassionate enough to hear and feel his needs and help him until his breakthrough comes. Now, listen to this. He stops begging when he hears that the one who can do something about his situation is on his way through. And his real desire surfaced to the consciousness of his call. In other words, listen to this. He recognizes he doesn't have an opportunity every day to have Jesus pass his way. So when he has the opportunity, he seizes the opportunity and he says to himself, wait a minute, this ain't about silver and gold. This is about what I really need, what I really desire, and I'm going to make sure that the Lord hears my cry. One of the things I want to say to you, and I want you to see this, the Bible says again, if you go back to verse 46, and they came into Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say to Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now listen to this, because I want you to see this principle first. Sometimes when you have a need and a desire, you may not always have an opportunity to make that cry private. Sometimes your opportunity and your answer may be in a public situation.
All right.
If you really desire it, here's what you need to know. It doesn't matter whether it's private or it's public. If it's real, then you don't have a problem revealing it. Listen at this. What he really desired of the Lord, he desired of the Lord in private and he desired of the Lord in public, because what his breakthrough would entail would be a benefit in both arenas. And so now, maybe as he has prayed in private, maybe as he's called out to the Lord in private, now the opportunity comes where publicly Jesus is passing by, and maybe he cannot get a private one-on-one audience in private with the Lord, but at that point his desire is so a part of what he wants from the Lord that he does not have a problem publishing it. He does not have a problem presenting it. You know, one of the reasons why we don't have, the Bible says, is because we don't ask. We get so prideful and so caught up in ourselves, and we don't want to say, Lord, I need your help. We don't want to say, Lord, I can't do this without you. We don't want to acknowledge in front of other folk, I'm in a bad situation here. And listen at this, what you don't realize is folk already know most times that you're in a bad situation. You might act and pretend like you got it going on, but there are telltale signs that suggest you having some issues. And I got news for you. If you want to get rid of the issues, sometime you can't do it behind closed doors. Jesus presents an opportunity, and this man recognizes it, and he has a desire so strong that the desire calls him to call out to the one. Somebody say the one that can help him. You see, his cry was not to the crowd, but to the Christ. And no matter where you cry at, privately or publicly, if your cry is to the Lord, sometime you can't let other folks silence your shout. Sometime you can't be concerned about what other folk think about you. When you're seeking your breakthrough, you can't worry about what other folk are gonna say, because I got news for you. They talk about you anyhow. If you're doing bad, they talk about you. If you're doing good, they talk about you. If they don't know what you're doing, they talk about you. So they're gonna talk about you anyhow. If they're gonna talk, give them something good to talk about. Look again at what this word says. It says, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out. He began to cry out. Why didn't others begin to cry out? Because I got news for you. Everybody in this congregation may not have the same need. Everybody might not have the same desire. You are responsible for your own breakthrough. You are responsible for you articulating to the Lord what your need is. So listen at this. You had a whole crowd of people, multitude of people, many people, the Bible says, were there. But only one man cried out. He made his petition known unto the Lord. His desire known unto the Lord. Now, other folk heard it, but it didn't matter because he wasn't speaking to them. I want you to see this, because every now and then you've got to realize that there are going to be other folk listening to your cry. You've got some folk who buy radios that give information on help signals and so forth, scanners and so forth, where they can hear police reports and emergency, you know, ambulance reports and so forth. So now they're not prepared to do anything about it. They just won't hear what's going on. Don't worry about them. That's all they want to do is hear. They just won't listen. Don't even concern yourself about that. I want you to see this. The Bible says, verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Now look at verse 48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. Now, first of all, who are they to tell him, shut up. You aren't blind. You got your sight. You got your stuff together. It's all well with you. You don't have the same need that this man has. So because you don't have a real need, it's like, man, don't make all that noise. Don't bother Jesus. We don't want to hear all of that. But the man wasn't talking to them. All right. Listen at this, because this is what I want you to know. This man is, and this is another principle, he is deliberate and determined. See, because if you want your breakthrough, you've got to have your desire, have it so strong, know that it's real, know that it's right, know that it is what God desires for you. And then after that, you've got to be deliberate and determined to focus on what it is that you desire from the Lord until you receive it. Don't let anything and anybody shake you, turn you, because this request isn't to them, it is to him, and you keep your focus. Listen, do you realize he didn't even bother talking back to them? He could have said, wait, I ain't talking to you. Is your name Jesus? I am not speaking to you. I said, Jesus. He ain't bothered talking back to him. So here's this point I'm making on this. When folk try to get into your business, because you know they ain't got nothing to add to your business, don't waste your breath even answering them. Don't waste your, because listen at this. If he would have taken his focus off of Jesus and put it on the naysayers who charged him to shut up, that he wouldn't cry on Jesus, he would have missed his opportunity. Jesus would have steadily been passing by while he's arguing with folk who's telling him to shut up when his opportunity is right before him. You see, what you don't realize is the devil will try to distract you. The devil will try to get your focus off of the Lord with stuff that just don't matter. Listen to what this word says, verse 48, and many. He's blind. He's hearing folk from this angle, that angle, all of them saying, shut up. He's blind. He can't see them, but he hears them. All of them almost in symphony saying to him, be quiet. But he is deliberate and determined. Somebody say deliberate and determined. Deliberate. I want you to know the devil don't want you to have your breakthrough. Amen. You might deserve it, you might desire it, you might have been waiting on it for a long time, but it still does not give vent to the fact that the devil does not want you to have your breakthrough. At any cost, he will try to keep you from getting it. You are responsible for your own breakthrough. He knew these other folk, these naysayers, these other folk who were charging him to be quiet, didn't have the answer to his desire. So he didn't focus on them. He did not allow them to distract him while the opportunity was before them. Listen at this. Because others may not understand your suffering, because others may not identify with your pain, because others may not have the need for a breakthrough like you, you cannot rest the burden of your determination on others. See, what might constitute an emergency for you might not be that for others around you. So you keep your focus. Look again, verse 48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Now, this was a personal plea. Because can I say to you and suggest to you that every now and then you got to call him up for yourself. Yes. It's all right to pray and stand in the gap for other folk, but every now and then when you need your breakthrough, you've got to learn how to cry to the Lord for yourself. Isn't that this? The intensity of his cry gave vent to the fact that he really wanted the attention of Jesus. But his cry was mixed with faith. His faith was focused on the one who could bring the change in his life, not those who were on the sides of him, those who were creating distractions for them, for him. But those who were there around him didn't matter to him as long as he had an opportunity to call Jesus and have an audience with Jesus for himself. Isn't that this word again? Because when they told him to shut up, be quiet, charged him, many of them, he didn't become fearful. See, some folk become afraid because a lot of folk are talking down, talking bad, telling you be quiet. He was already in the mess. I mean, you get to the point where you are at a point where, you know what? It just can't get no worse than this. I'm already at the bottom. Ain't no way up for me to go but the top. Fear didn't even enter into his mind, didn't even come out of his mouth. As a matter of fact, when they told him shush, he said, "I need to raise this thing up a little higher." Now, why did he need to raise it up? For two reasons. One, to show to them that he was not allowing them to stop his determination. But two, he had to cry out louder than those who were telling him shut up. Now, I got to tell you something. When you are talking different things, it sounds like clamor and it sounds like clacking and it brings the attention because it has created confusion. So he's shouting, "Jesus," they're shouting, "Shut up, Jesus, shut up, Jesus, shut up, Jesus." What is going on over here? You know, some folk would have been quiet. Jesus would have passed on by. Man would have missed his blessings. They'd have went on back to their lifestyles. He'd have still been on the highway begging. But look at this word. He was deliberate. He was determined. And he shouted to the one who could make the difference in his life over the voices of those who told him to be quiet. Your dream may not appeal to everybody. Your vision may not be viewed and seen and appreciated by everybody. But if it is yours, it is yours. And you ought not let anybody change that concerns you. They could not change his desire. They had what he wanted. And he wanted what they had. And the only way to get it was to get it from the one who gave it to all of them. Listen well at this now, because I don't want these principles to escape you. His desire was first and foremost in his mind, above money, above silver and gold, above all of the material things. He wanted something money couldn't buy. He was then deliberate and determined, because you need to know the devil is not going to let you make your request without some competition, without him competing to get you to be quiet. Because if you shut up, you have not because you what? Ask not. It was an attempt from the enemy to keep him from flowing in biblical principles. And the Lord says, ask. Ask. You're going to receive if you ask. Seek it. You're going to find it. Knock. The door is going to be open. But if you don't do your part, God is not responsible to do his part above and beyond your part. Your part activates the hand of God in your situation to bring to pass what God has promised is yours. Your part. Somebody say, my part.
My part.
That activates God to do in my life what God wants to do, desires to do, has promised to do in my life when I do my part. We got to get out of blaming everybody and everything and situations and circumstances on everybody for stuff not working right in your life. Take responsibility for the fact that you are responsible for your situation, your breakthrough, at least your part in it. So this man focuses on the fact, listen, I see I don't have no help here. I got to call him for myself. And every now and then, what you desire so much, you're going to have to realize you won't have much help with you. Especially if folk don't know your heart like you know your heart. If folk don't know your situation like you know your situation. And I got news for you. When you are deliberate and determined, something is going to happen. I don't believe y'all heard me here. I said when you are deliberate and determined, when folk learn they can't change your mind, when folk learn that they can't stop you, they're going to learn to get out your way and stop blocking you, because there's nothing they can do when a desire is so strong that you are going to see it through. Look at this word. I want you to see something else. The Bible says, after he said, Son of David, have mercy on me, crying out louder a great deal, which means he said it more and he said it louder, and he didn't stop till he got Jesus' attention. That's literally the transliteration, the understanding of that verse. Look again at what verse 49 says, and Jesus stood still. Now my question to you is, when was the last time you called him with so much faith over the opposition of those who didn't want you to call on, because they know there's power in that name? And sometimes when folk don't want you to get yours, they don't want you to call on the one who can give it to you. So they tried to drown out his shout. But I got news for you. Every now and then, when the crowd gets louder, you raise it up a little louder. Because I got news. When you speak it in faith, they can't drown out your call. They cannot drown out your cry. And Jesus heard it and stood still. Look at this. Look at this. He's on his way out of Jericho. Bible says, and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man. Now just walk through this with me. See this now. The blind man is calling Jesus. And the naysayers say, don't call Jesus. But he kept calling Jesus louder and louder and louder until Jesus heard him and called him. Look at it, understand it, get it in your mind. Now, listen at this. Jesus stood still authoritatively
commanded those to bring him, called him that called him. Jesus stood right where he was. They that told him, shut up.
Come on now, brother.
Look at how they changed the talk now. The Bible says, saying unto him, be of good comfort.